This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? The American Museum of Natural History's Hayden Planetarium hosted a discussion of the future of manned spaceflight on March 15th. Retired Air Force General Lester Lyles was asked about the military's interest in space.
It's the high ground. It's the ultimate high ground. It goes back to Sun Tzu and the art of war. It's the ultimate high ground, and achieving the high ground is always something you want to have for any potential conflict, for observing where you live. For the military person, it's been the place we always like to be. But I would say the Desert Storm War in 1990-1991 was the first time the military really began to appreciate space, when we realized that everything we do, every operation, every communication, satellites for observation, for surveillance and reconnaissance, everything revolves around space. And we became a space nation, as far as the military is concerned, in earnest, starting in 1990-1991. We cannot live and operate today without space capability.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.